Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Pull up those American League standings. Do it right now. Or just listen to me and I'll do it for you. In the Central Division, in first place, with a record of 9 wins and 3 losses, your Cleveland Guardians.
Woo-hoo!
In the American League East, in first place, with a record of 10-3, those pesky New York Yankees.
Still mad at everybody for letting Juan Soto go there for what little they did. I'm still mad about it.
In some way, shape, or form, in some day this weekend, the Yankees will be playing the Guardians at Progressive Field. Will it be today? Well, good luck on that one because it's a little soggy downtown.
Rowing? Take them out and rowing?
Rowing could be good.
Yeah, it could be on the table with the amount of rain we've gotten lately.
Well, Yankees looking good. Guardians looking good. We go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. He pitched for the Indians. He calls the games on TV for the Rays. He's our buddy Brian Anderson. Hello, BA.
What's up, buddy?
Well, hello, gentlemen. How we doing?
We're doing well.
Really soggy here today, BA.
Yeah, I know. We had some storms roll through yesterday. I mean, nasty, but they get in and out pretty quick. So beautiful day today down here. But, yeah, I saw that I got the email that Jack, who plays ball for St. Ignatius, that they were canceled today. So I figured the weather was not great. But that's April. That's April back home, man.
Yeah, this is a bad spring for high school baseball, that's for sure. It's
been gosh. It's really crazy. I was telling somebody a story the other day. And this is not high school, obviously, but when I went to Wright State down there in college, my junior year, we would go down to play Western Carolina for a 3-game series, in mid to late February. And then we would come back home and try to play every weekend until we would go on our spring trip. Well, we went down there, played Western Carolina, took 2 or 3 from them, came back to Dayton. Had 2 freak snowstorms that came through, which canceled all of the weekend games for the next month. And then we roll on our spring trip to Southern Miss and University of Arizona. So Southern Miss was a 2-game series. So those were games 4 and 5 for us. And then we get out to Arizona to play them in a 2-game series. Those games were number 6 and 7 for us. they were number 34 and 35 for Arizona.
Wow.
If you can believe, I mean, that's the difference between good weather, you know, Florida baseball down here, and the weather back home. We were on game 6 and 7 of a Division I college season, and they were in the 30s.
How tough does it, and you were able to overcome it, how tough does that make it for kids in a northern climate to try and, you know, make it in college, to make it in, to get drafted? I mean, you were the third overall pick. You were able to overcome it. How do you do that, B.A.?
You know, it was different in my time. The way that you do it now is it's why that summer ball and travel ball is such a lucrative industry right now, because you're not going to get much out of a high school season at Geneva. And guess what? Scouts aren't going to be scrambling to get out to Geneva to see one guy. You know what I mean? They're going to post up at some big tournament in the summer where they can see 20, 30 guys. And so that's what it becomes all about. You have to find your way to a really good travel team that plays a really good schedule and kill it there. The high school season, you get very little out of up north, very little out of. It's all about the travel summer schedule, period.
All right, B.A., Yanks are coming to town. You know them all too well from being in the same division as them for a good period of time. I am still mad that Juan Soto went there. Like, I'm still mad that 28 other teams did not step up and make a move to get Juan Soto,
Brian,
to prevent
Brian,
them from going.
He's genuinely mad.
I'm, like, truly upset by this.
Yeah, well, I mean, listen, I don't recognize this Yankee team. They seem to be playing with a grit that I have not seen them play with for years, which is kind of interesting because, you know, I think that, you know, bringing in a Verdugo, he's a gritty kind of guy. You know, Juan Soto's going to work at bats, and he's going to be a pain, you know, there at the plate. Just, you know, he rolls out of bed with a 400 on base percentage. And then with the power to go with the short porch and right field there at Yankee Stadium, you know, he is such a fit for that team. So, you know, listen, they're playing really good baseball. The question with New York is the pitching going to hold up? Are they going to be able to tread water until they get Gerrit Cole back? And do they get him back? Does this turn out to be something a little bit more serious? Does he have another setback? You know, who knows? But are they going to be able to stay afloat until they get him back? And if they're able to do that, yeah, they are a problem. There's no question. And Cleveland, you got to love the start that they've gotten off to. We talked last week, you know, about not reading too much in early, especially because of the teams that they had played. But you continue to play and you continue to play well and win games. You got to love that. Like the Rays just went out. We were on our first West Coast trip. We went to Colorado and Anaheim. And they have two of the worst pitching staffs in baseball. And the Rays really didn't play good, but they came home 4-2. And so when you can go out, I don't care who you're playing, you can go out, not play your best baseball, and still, you know, come away from a West Coast trip with a winning record. Hey, that's pretty good. They're not playing great, but you got to love going 4-2 when you're not playing great. So, you know, now you start to look at series. Who's winning series? That's what the name of the game is. That used to be the mantra on just about every team that I played. Win the series. Win the series. 2 out of 3, 3 out of 4. You know, you do that, and you end up playing in October.
Brian Anderson joining us. B.A., growing up here in Northeast Ohio, I'm sure the thoughts of Indian fans about the New York Yankees were something that you knew very, very well. What's the feeling about the New York Yankees among Major League Baseball players? Is there a love of the history? Is there a hatred? What is it? Because I can't imagine that it's like fandom.
No, it's Yankee fan and then everybody else, period. No, they are not beloved. In fact, one of my early memories growing up was my dad pulling out and showing me his "I Hate the Yankee" hanky. And that was just – that's how you were raised. And you're either a Yankee fan or you loathe them. There is no middle ground with that squad. The arrogance of them, if you're not a fan of the Yankees, you know, it's the arrogance and the spending and you know, quite frankly, jealousy. How many 27, 28, whatever, world championships? So there's a lot that goes into it, but yes, the way that Cleveland feels about the New York Yankees, that is, I mean, apropos for every fan base. Nobody likes the New York Yankees.
What about players in the league?
You know, I don't know. I would probably think that they, you know, because of the history, they look at them as a measuring stick franchise, as a target. I don't think that they particularly care for him. I think they want to go out there and beat him because they're the Yankees. I mean, you want to go out and beat everybody. But there are certain franchises that get your attention, and they might be at the top of the list. No question about it. So I think that if you're a Yankee, there's nothing like it. If you're not, then you're probably not a huge fan at all.
I despise them greatly, BA. I would use words in our text chain that I can't say on the air to describe them.
I despise them. I'm no fan. And I get to see them, you know, a couple of years ago, you know, I'm getting to see them, you know, 19 times a year. You know, we're going to the city three times. They're coming here three times. Enough. So, you know, even down to two series in each city and getting those games cut off, what is it now, 13, I guess, you play against your division opponent, it still can sometimes be too many for me. Although going to the city and calling a game in Yankee Stadium, and it's not the same as the old Yankee Stadium, that's still pretty cool.
Yeah, enjoy your Chardonnay as you watch your team be mediocre. Wow. That's what I want in life.
Harsh.
All right, BA, so I've got to ask you on a conversation we've had a couple times, and it's been the overarching conversation of baseball this year involving the amount of pitchers who have been needing Tommy John and how this has just completely gone. Shane Bieber here announcing earlier in the week he's going to need Tommy John. We're all trying to figure out what's causing this. You know, the PA is – you go, buddy.
Yeah, no, listen, I here's the thing. I'll tell you what's causing it. This whole thing about pitch clock, crying about the pitch clock, is garbage. It's absolutely garbage. If it does factor in, it factors in at such a minuscule level. And by the way, these guys, if they're that concerned, they're not even using the pitch clock that they're given now. You know, they're still pitching with plenty of time left on the clock. So if it was that big of a deal, then you would have guys, you know, throwing as the clock is expiring. So that's not the issue. The issue is this, and it's really simple. I can take a guy and I can make him stronger. I can make him more flexible. I can make his pitching mechanics more efficient. I can train for velocity. I can do all of these things. Guess what? I cannot make ligaments and tendons stronger. They are what they are. So if you're going to live in the mid to upper 90s and you're going to be ripping breaking balls like you cannot believe with spin rate and this and that and pitch shaping and pitch lab, those little guys are not going to hold up. There's nothing you could do for them. They are what they are. They have a hard time holding up if you're a finesse pitcher like me. I've had Tommy John twice. I threw 90 miles an hour. Okay? So you roll out of bed and you train for velocity and spin and everything else. Guess what? Ligaments, tendons, you can't strengthen them. They're going to go. So this is not a surprise, and it's nothing earth-shattering. And you too, I will send you an article where finally somebody sat down and basically wrote an article about what I just said. That's what's causing it. It's these pitch labs, and it is just this chase for velocity and spin and break. Period. That's it. Guys, the bodies can't hold up. They're almost overtraining. And those little ligaments and tendons. Now, it'd be one thing if you did all of that and you could somehow make a ligament and tendon stronger, like you can a muscle, but you can't. They are what they are, and they can't handle the load, period.
And I couldn't agree with you more on all that, Brian. You certainly know a heck of a lot more about it than me, but tell me this one. Isn't that what major league teams are looking for now? The guy who can throw it hard and spin it like crazy? And can you get their attention if you don't?
No, not now. Not the way the game is being played and the way the game is being developed now. No, you can't. If you don't have some super funky delivery with some super funky, you know, like a sidearm guy that can get away with 86 because the ball darts all over the place. If you're a traditional pitcher, you better be lighting up the gun. Very few guys out there pitch. You know what? We ran into one in Anaheim and he actually dealt against us. Tyler Anderson. He didn't top 90 miles an hour. Left hand finesse. Really good changeup, not afraid to pitch in on right-handed hitters, had really good command that day, and he threw 7 shutout against us. In fact, he threw 7 shutout in his first start. So he's gone 14 innings, has not given up a run yet. And, you know, part of it was, you know, the fact that he executed brilliantly against, you know, us and that other team from South Florida. But a part of it, too, is you don't see pitchers like that anymore. Everybody's just stuff, 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 and they're going to make mistakes over the plate. So you're ready to hit velocity. You can handle it. A guy that can actually pitch and doesn't have velocity, guys don't see those kind of pitchers anymore. So when you get one out there that's pretty good that night, guys don't have a chance. But I would love to see Greg Maddux pitch against some of these lineups. My good Lord Almighty. It would be a bloodbath. It would be awful. You think he carved back in the day with these, you know, lineups, not having seen pitchers like Greg Maddux, you know, that pitch like that without velocity, wouldn't have a chance. Wow. Wouldn't have a chance.
Interesting. That's nuts to think about. You're right. I mean, it'd be carnage. I mean, he would be
carnage.
He would be out of control. I mean, it would be nuts to watch. But at the other part of it, like, I don't know, BA, and maybe this is just me being a stick in the mud on this stuff too. I don't like thinking living in a world that, like, hitters have gotten so much worse that they would see a guy like that it would be like, hitting is really hard. You go on the Pitching Ninja Twitter page and you just see the stuff that guys are throwing. And I mean, it's right. Not just 99, but it's those 12-6 breaking balls on top of it that are coming out of the same arm slot. That's like Jiminy Christmas.
Yeah. No, the pitch training is next level, and it makes it so hard for these hitters. You're absolutely right. But it also shortens the careers of these pitchers. It just does. We've got right now, we've got three guys, and if you want to count Shane Baz, four, we've got a 1, 2, 3, and 4 starting pitcher on the IL right now with Tommy John with torn UCL. Shane McClanahan, Drew Rasmussen, Jeffrey Springs, and Shane Baz. Those would be maybe our top four or four of our top five starters. Wrap your head around that. And they're on the IL all at the same time. So, Shane McClanahan, for instance, lefty, tall, not tall, 6'2", lanky. He's got a, you know, almost a triple digit fastball and breaking stuff that just slider and curveball that are sudden, late, and he can spin it so tight. He actually, his delivery towards home plate, he kind of jumps like he will get his foot dug into that rubber where his drive towards home plate, if you slow the video down enough, there is a split second in Shane McClanahan's delivery to home plate that he's airborne, that neither foot is touching the dirt. It happens fast, but it happens. That's the kind of torque you're generating and then letting that ball go at 98, 99 consistently with nasty, nasty breaking stuff. It's not a wonder that this is the second time now that he's blown out. He blew out in college. So he's had two Tommy Johns. But he's asking his body to do stuff that is going to shorten, you know, careers for all of these guys because that's the way that they're trained. And the hitters then are trained to hit that type of pitching or to attempt to. So then when they see a different style, which, you know, teams are starting to court more of, when they see a different style, they can't handle it. They don't ever see it. You know, if you don't ever see a certain thing as a hitter, you're really in trouble. So all around, and then don't even get me started on the sticky cheat stuff that makes those pitches that you're talking about. It makes them even more ridiculous when they're able to sneak the stick stuff out there, which I'm hearing that is still a part of the game.
It's still out there.
Yeah. They've just figured out how to hide it better.
Well, they do. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I actually heard someone talking about the fact that you can get out there with that sticky stuff and have something on your pants where when the inning's over, you just rub your hand on your pants and it takes it right off. So by the time you get to the ump and he feels your hand, there ain't nothing there. And that last sentence was not for any English teacher out there.
Well, and don't wipe it too violently because the hands might rip on you too.
I said that and sounded immediately dumber. I felt dumber.
I need about 30 seconds on this. Tell me this is not the way I should be feeling right now. Guardians are 9-3, and they're scoring some runs, and their pitching's been just fine. And I keep thinking, well, this is really a nice thing, and it's not going to last because Shane Bieber's not there, and the offense doesn't look like it should score runs. Tell me I shouldn't feel that way.
I'll give you an example on why you shouldn't feel that way. The 2008 Rays. That's what happened with them. And everybody around Tampa, St. Pete, hey, this is really cool, but when are they going to fall apart? Everybody in the league, I think, felt, when are they going to fall apart? And right before the All-Star break, they did take a little bit of a dive. And everybody said, okay, that's it. Now this is the fall, and this is when the Rays go back to being the Devil Rays. And they came right out of the break and started playing ball just like the Guardians are by the way Cleveland's playing right now. They started playing good baseball again, and they rode that all the way to the World Series. So don't. I mean, I know it's easy and knee-jerk to think like that, and that's what everybody thought about those Rays, but they just kept plugging along, and found themselves in the World Series. So that would be an example for encouragement.
Thank you. Thank you, BA. I feel much better.
Yeah. Well, you know what? If that's all it took to make you feel that much better, then you weren't feeling that bad in the first.
Yeah, I know. I was looking for an answer, and you gave me a good one.
You were looking for content for the last 30 seconds.
I was looking for insight from an expert.
Well, slow down on expert.
Whoa.
You got some insight, but it just from some dude.
BA, thanks, buddy.
All right, boys. Have a great weekend.
Brian Anderson joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram hotline. You heard what he said, Guardian fans. Don't give up the ship. It might happen. 2020 with Hody now.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
My partner today, Dan Menigan, he's in for Andy. Andy will be back with us next week, we assume.
We hope. We'd like.
I miss him.
I do too. It's nice having him here.
I always like to, it's like, okay, what's today's drama? That's why Andy's so fun to work with. What is it today? What's going to set him off today? What is it? Lack of towels in the bathroom? Could that be it? That might be it.
Really is all on the table. It really is all on the table with him at any given point. What could go wrong and that it's going to set him off that day? Or what can go incredibly right and that he'll be worried will then go wrong?
Which is why we love him.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Not to mention, I got to talk finale of Curb with him. It bums me out that Curb finished and I can't talk about it with him.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you'll get that chance.
I'm sure you're thrilled.
I'm pumped about it.
I feel it.
Yeah, I like Curb, but I don't. If I have HBO, I don't know I have HBO, and I don't bother to watch. So there.
You would very much like the finale. I'm not trying to give anything away to anybody who hasn't seen it. It's a throwback.
They're not on trial, are they?
It's a throwback.
Like Seinfeld?
I will not give it away from you, but it's a throwback that'll make you smile.
All right. So we just had Brian Anderson on the show. And I asked Brian, last thing, I sit here and I watch the Guardians start, and I keep thinking, and I hate this. They're 9-3. They're in first place. They're scoring runs. Their pitching's been good, despite the fact that Gavin Williams isn't here, and now Shane Bieber isn't here, and Trevor Stephan isn't here. And their pitching has still been good. And I told BA, tell me I shouldn't feel like it's just going to fall apart. And he told me why I shouldn't. He used the 2008 Tampa Bay Rays as an example. And I've had a little bit of the thought in my head that there's no reason this has to go away. I don't expect them to win 9 out of 12 games. That's 3 out of 4 every time. I don't expect that. But the division isn't good enough that it intimidates me as a baseball fan to think that the Guardians can't compete. I think they have a chance. But I must tell you, I keep waiting. And I haven't had to wait too long. It's only 12 games. But I just wonder where this team's going to be sitting in June, you know?
The sticks are what I look at. Like, that's the one part of it is the hitting is where I'm looking around going, okay, right now we're playing well. Like, Tyler Freeman's not hitting the best, but in center field he's been good. You know, he's been covering ground. He hasn't looked lost. He hasn't done anything that has found its way onto Twitter where we're all pointing and laughing at it, which is saying something when you got a shortstop playing center field. Typically you run into those kind of situations unless your name's Mookie Betts. So to see that be the case is nice. I keep waiting for some of the good luck to turn a little bit of another direction and see what this ends up looking like when they're not putting up, getting down by 5 runs and then coming back, roaring back throughout an entire game and winning games 6-5, 7-5, 8-5, you know? Like, I want to see what that looks like. Like, that White Sox series where it felt like every game they got down by 5 and then just roared back. And it's like, okay, this is fun, but this isn't sustainable.
Kevin is in Westlake. Kevin has some thoughts on this, Kev.
All right, Kevin.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great
man. Show. BA does I love when you guys have him on.
He's awesome, isn't he?
Yeah, he really is awesome. And that whole spiel about the arms and don't blame the pitch count, I thought was excellent. And I think he is right. I think we just have bigger, stronger athletes, and you can train a muscle, but you can't train a ligament or a tendon. So I think that's great. Hey, I just want to tell you a quick story. I grew up in Long Island. Back in the day when the Mets were there, and the Mets are still there, but they were horrible. And I had a neighbor next door, Uncle John, old German, used to sit there on a chaise lounge, listening to the Mets, drinking his beer, and they more times than not, they got shellacked. But, you know, the next day he was out there, same thing, because he was a fan. And I think the problem we have nowadays is that Uncle John wasn't listening to sports talk or mass media, wasn't betting on games. And I think people back in the day were just fans. They loved their team. And I think I just want to tell the Guardian fans, hey, love your team. Be a fan. I understand you guys are wicked smart about hitting and pitching, and the injury thing is a bugaboo. But, you know, we're really blessed to have professional sports here in Cleveland, and we're really blessed to have a baseball team. And by God, you know, win, lose, or draw, just be a fan. Enjoy your team. Encourage your team. And it might be what BA said about 2007 or 8. With the Rays, we might find ourselves sitting in a great position. So I just think it's, let's be fans, you know, enjoy the game. Don't be a Debbie Downer. Don't wait for the shoe to drop. We're blessed to have a professional baseball team, and they are impressive. So anyway, that's my spiel.
Kevin, thank you very much. I like that spiel. And here's the thing about it. I've said this on our show before, Kevin. You might have heard me say it. I grew up in Northeast Ohio as a diehard Cleveland sports fan. And my teams never won squat. And guess what? It didn't matter to me because they were my teams and I followed them. And, hey, George Hendrick and Charlie Spikes, let's see what happens here. This will be fun. Hey, here comes Andre Thornton. What a great guy. I so enjoyed watching Andre Thornton play. And he played on some bad teams here. And he played on some okay teams. Loved Mike Hargrove when he was a player here. And so I'm with you, Kevin. I follow the team, and ultimately winning a championship never really fazed me. And why? Because I loved the sport and I loved the teams. So I agree with you completely, Kevin. Good thoughts. Real good thoughts.
I mean, I rooted for a baseball team that my entire life didn't make the playoffs until they rode CC Sabathia on 2 to 3 days rest for 8 inning starts, saying we must make the playoffs because we haven't seen the playoffs since 1982.
That's the young Wisconsin native.
Yeah.
Dan Menigan talking about CC when he was a Brewer
uh-huh.
for about 14 starts.
And what they did was illegal. Like that was, should be illegal, what I they was, did to CC Sabathia.
Knowing CC then and when he got traded, I just thought, oh, don't blow out his arm before he hits free agency.
Oh, and they knew it, and they didn't care because they hadn't sniffed the playoffs since 1982.
I know,
since
but
the Harvey
CC,
Wallbangers.
And CC just went out and threw.
Right. He just
kept going.
He just kept going because he felt the same exact thing. I totally understand where everybody comes from with this stuff. Like, it's, you want to do everything in your power to see your team succeed, and sometimes you just want to enjoy the ride. And that's what it's been. Like, you just got to enjoy this ride. And, yeah, we could sit here and we could point to a lot of different things that are going on with them and figure out, okay, can we think this is legit? Maybe we just sit back and enjoy and see where it goes from there.
Maybe. Maybe that's what you do. Is that what you do, folks? 216-474-0092. Honestly, they've been terrific. And they've overcome some things that we didn't think that they were going to be able to overcome, at least through 12 games. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Sometimes Dan plays music that I don't want to speak over. But if I don't, then we have a problem and we have a meeting. That's not good. So
yeah.
I had to speak over it.
One of those great advice for life. Don't get pulled into a meeting.
That's a great thing. He's Dan Menigan. He's in for Andy today. I'm Jeff Phelps. Guardians starting a series with the Yankees. First place teams in the American League. Gotta love it. Weather permitting. And I'm sure they'll play sometime this weekend, weather permitting. It's supposed to be nice tomorrow and Sunday. So we'll figure it all out. We had Brian Anderson on the show at noon. And, you know, Brian's like Shemp. You know what I mean? Except, And I mean that from this standpoint. There are three stooges. You know, it's Mo and Larry and Curly. Well, Shemp was their brother. Not Larry, but Mo and Curly. And so, you know, I mean, he's one of us. And he came in and did his thing. And so he's one of us.
We need to find a better version.
If we need a guy, I mean, he's our brother. And
yeah.
So he was terrific,
but
as
when
always.
When BA hops on, no one's let down. When you hear the theme song.
Well, Shemp was great.
When you hear Three Blind Mice and you see the episode and you get excited and you see Shemp's head sitting there instead of Curly's, you're always like, oh.
No, you get disappointed when it's Joe or Curly Joe. Shemp, you're not disappointed.
I'm disappointed on Curly Joe, too. Shemp, I was always disappointed.
You shouldn't be disappointed on Shemp.
Was.
He was terrific.
I was always disappointed.
Anyhow, BA had some great thoughts about the Guardians and where they are right now and why you shouldn't just think, like, this thought that I've had in my head, like, well, this is great. How long is it going to last? BA said, why can't it last? And gave us an example, the 2008 Rays. He also talked about pitching and arms, and that's been a topic all week long for us because of Shane Bieber. Unfortunately, Eric in Akron has some thoughts on that. Hi, Eric.
How are you, Eric?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
So BA is one of my favorite guests you have on, but I kind of, maybe I'm misunderstanding something because I hold BA in pretty high regard in the sense that he was a professional pitcher, but everything I've heard is that Japan throws more bullpen sessions, does more work, and has less Tommy John surgeries. So I'm wondering kind of what I'm missing here as to why seemingly Japan does more work and has less Tommy Johns. I guess that's more over my question.
Well, so if we unpack that, a lot of Japanese pitchers, especially before, were always more finesse than they were speed. So
which is certainly that was the case. It might not be as much anymore.
Maybe not quite as much. But like, so if we unpack this, okay, so the big one who came over from Japan was Daisuke Matsuzaka, right? Daisuke ended up blowing out his elbow. So the same thing could be said with Yu Darvish. Yu Darvish has had Tommy John, I believe, once. I think it's only once. It might be twice, but I think it's once. Shohei Ohtani is twice.
Twice.
So I know that one for certainty. I don't think Yamamoto has had it yet. But for the ones that have come over, and it seems like the ones who are high velocity are running into the same issue. So I wonder if some of that plays into it, Eric.
Okay, that makes a little bit of sense. Do you know if they did it once they came to the majors or if they did it in Japan and then came to the majors?
Well, I know Ohtani was, he came
here.
Over and needed
it
Tommy John.
Yeah.
Yeah, when he signed that contract, he ended up, I think he threw a couple of starts and then needed Tommy John, right? I'm trying to remember off the top of my head, Eric. I apologize. I don't have the stuff in front of me.
It was after he got here.
Yeah, so I'm doing this. I know Darvish was pretty close to after he got here. That there was damage to that elbow.
And one last random Japanese pitcher, if you remember Hideki Nomo.
Oh, Hideo Nomo.
Hideo Nomo.
Yeah.
Who had shoulder surgery, by the way.
Yeah. Okay. Well, hey, thanks for the information, because that part was kind of confusing me.
You got it, Eric.
No, you're fine, Eric. Hideo Nomo, who every single kid my age tried to copy that windup at one point or another where you'd completely turn around.
You know, I always wondered about the pitchers in Japan because there was a guy, I forget his name, who was the first guy to come over from Japan to pitch, and he was with the Giants in the 1960s. And he really didn't have much of a career here. But I always thought the way the pitchers, you know, you need 10 of them anyway. Now you need 12. Now sometimes you need 13. And now you'd better have 20 of them ready to go because they get hurt so much. I always thought, man, you got to find pitchers somewhere else. And I always wondered why it wasn't going to be Japan. And now it certainly has become Japan. Josh is in Grand River, home of Don Shula. What's up, Josh?
How are you, Josh?
Pretty good. How are you guys doing this
afternoon? Great, thank you.
So I wanted to talk a little bit about the press conference with the Naylor brothers after the White Sox game. When they were speaking about how Stephen Vogt told them to just be themselves and not change anything with the change of management. That right there gives me such high hopes for this team this year, because you have a young manager that's influencing their young players to stay on the same path. Nothing has changed. We're a team, and we fight through this together.
You're hearing all the right things right now. And I'm with you. Stephen Vogt has been great. It seems like everybody loves him inside of there, man. But, like, right now when you're winning, everything seems great. The question I have is what happens when you drop 3 or 4?
And you will, and they'll figure it out.
And just because it's baseball. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, and I'm not trying to be negative or anything like that. But, yeah, right now it sounds awesome. And everybody loves the dude.
The one thing it's not a wonder and it's not a worry. At some point, you might not have enough talent on this roster. Then what happens? Is Stephen Vogt able to squeeze more ability, more productivity out of the roster that he's been given to work with, Josh? And we'll see.
I think
the 3-12 games
he'll be able
has been
to
great.
Squeeze more. I think he'll be able to squeeze more productivity because we have some AAA players that I see to be some prospects this year to show up and make our team even stronger.
I'm with you, man. I think Manzardo is going to be good when he gets up here, and we'll see what DeLauer looks like. And, I mean, they've got options. They've got options that are down there. And the question that I have is what happens in May when a Brian Rocchio hits the rookie wall and everybody makes the adjustment, and, okay, can you adjust along with it? You know, what happens when Andrés Giménez runs into a little bit of a cold streak? Okay, what does that look like when Josh Naylor goes 2 for 30? Can you still hang?
I'm anxious to see Manzardo once he gets up here, whenever that is. And my fear is that we've put so much on this guy as being the next offensive hope that whatever level of productivity he has isn't going to be enough. He's not a power hitter. He's supposed to be a good hitter.
Right.
And that's, you know, good hitters don't automatically become power hitters. So he's got to stay in his lane and do what it is he does. But just because he's the next guy up, I don't know if we have to raise our expectation levels. I'm just anxious to see him.
I want
to
see him play.
Yeah, I do too. I want to see him play the outfield.
This sounds bad.
Except for one thing, he's not an outfielder.
It sounds bad. He's new and shiny. on a team that doesn't have a whole lot of new and shiny. Like,
and he's a hitter.
Yeah.
Now, this is a team, though, that's scoring runs right now. So we'll see. The one thing that the nice start has done, I think it's calmed down all the talk about we need more help.
Yeah.
You know, and yep. As long as you keep winning at a decent rate, that talk's going to stay to a minimum, which means the guys who you think might be able to help you get more time to work on it at a level where it doesn't count, at least as far as wins and losses. No, you could say, yes, you want to win in the minor league. Certainly you do. What you really want to do is develop. So if they can work on development in the minor leagues instead of working on development in the major leagues where everything gets heightened because you're counting wins, that's all the better. And I think in this case, that's the situation they're in. Lowell's in Ashtabula County. Hello, Lowell.
Hey, Jeff. Good show. How you guys love it. How's the man, Jeff?
Rolling right along, Lowell. Hit 388 this week. 388.
Atta boy. Love it.
Thank you very much.
Anyways, a few points. I love how the Guardians are doing. I don't look at the record. I look at what they're doing. They're bunting. They're playing a shortstop in the outfield. They're doing a little odds and ends things. They're coming back. That's what makes baseball fun. Play by play. And you know what? The coach, the manager, Voit, God bless him. You know, he's going to do fine. Develop the players, let the players play. Even I remember back when the Indians were in down in Florida, Eric Wetch came on and says, bunting is not part of the game anymore. And I just about pulled my hair out of my head. I was a little league coach. I told my players, crowd the plate, get hit by the pitch, do whatever you need to get on base. And one of my best pitchers was the slowest pitcher I had. Nobody could hit him. So that's what I think, just adaptability.
Well, thank you very much. We're looking for 65-mile-an-hour guys.
Bring back the knuckleball. 216-474-0092.
Lowell, that said, it's this. Can you keep hitters off balance? Yes, you can. If you throw an 88-mile-an-hour fastball and a 66-mile-an-hour changeup, you could probably keep them off balance. Mix in something else. I mean, we've seen guys, B.A. just said he threw 90. B.A. pitched a long time in the major leagues. A long time, and had success. 13 years for B.A. in the major league.
As a World Series ring in that trophy case.
Doug Jones, and B.A. said he threw 90 tops. Doug Jones threw upper 80s fastball. In high school, kids are throwing upper 80s on a regular basis.
There are a lot of ways to get people out.
Absolutely.
There very much are a lot of ways to get people out, though I'll fight you on bunting until I'm blue in the face.
Why?
I hate sack bunting.
I'm not a big sack bunt
guy. Bunt for a hit, I'm in. Sacrifice bunting, you're actually increasing your chances of losing. You're not increasing your chances of winning. You're actually trying to lose. And we have enough numbers and statistics.
I'm not arguing with you on that because I believe that. I do think late in tight games, a bunt can be put to use properly.
If you're bunting for a hit, I'm in. If you're bunting to move a runner over, I'm going to scream from the mountaintops at you.
Hunter's in Willoughby. Hunter.
How are you, Hunter?
I've never been better, gentlemen. How are you?
That's good to hear.
Well, that's great for you.
Nice,
yeah. Hey, you know, life is good. I'm blessed. And I know you both are as well. So
very true. You know. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So my comment was I grew up playing football for my whole life. That was the only sport that I was ever good at. However, there's something so special about baseball to me, formerly the Indians. You know, with Albert Bell, Carlos Baregra, Eddie Murray, Kenny Lofton, Omar Vizquel, even Earl Hershiser. To me, that roster is just unbelievable that we in Cleveland we ever had that much talent on one team. But nothing gets me going quite like in Guardians, if you will, now a streak of winning and just seeing the ball club like come together. As much as I am a devoted Browns fan, I just think there's a special place in our hearts for baseball. To me, it's such a difficult sport. It's as they call it, America's pastime. I understand the NFL does way better ratings, but I love Cleveland. I'm so grateful that we've had a competitive team, you know, in the MLB for my entire life. You know, I was born in '92, and I would say that the Indians to become Guardians have been the most consistent competitors that we've had. And it's just such a treat. You know, I remember being 5 years old at Jacobs Field, covering my ears, as a kid, because the crowd noise was so loud. And I was like, I didn't know what to expect from it.
Well, that's awesome.
It just, to me, baseball holds a special place in my heart.
Hunter, thank you very much.
Same here, man.
We appreciate it. And that's, that's why we can sit here and Dan and I can talk about it for hours on end, because we both love the game.
It's summer's companion,
Did you know that there's an NFL draft that's not too far away?
Ah.
And did you know that the Browns have butchered it in recent years?
I think everybody does.
We have even more proof coming up on Baskin and Phelps.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.